Registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Centennial Capital Partners are not affiliated.
All righty, it is 8:34. Time to go to my friend, our valued partner on the morning show, Kirk Cambier. His firm is Centennial Capital Partners, and we started a new thing. Well, this is going to be really the first time we talked about it about a week ago, and that is that we encouraged listeners to get in touch with Kurt through his website at kurtcambier.com and send him any questions you'd have about finance, about investing, about the stuff that, that Kurt does. Although you could probably ask him, you know, about cooking or something. He'd answer anything you want to send him. And Kurt said he'd pick one that he thought was really interesting and answer it for everybody on the air on Thursdays. So here we are with the first installation. So good morning, Kurt. And what you got for us?
Well, this one comes from Marion, and he or she, I'm not sure which, had asked that he hears today that bonds tend to be a bit more risky, and that it was his opinion or their opinion that bonds always held a less risk. And in fact, the older you got, the more bonds you held. Like if you're 50, you held 50% bonds, 60, 60% bonds, 70, 70%. Why is that not the case anymore? And the answer is it's not the case, because bonds are very sensitive to the movement of interest rates. It's like a teeter-totter. The longer the board on a teeter-totter and one side moves up, the longer the downside on the other side of the teeter-totter moves down. So as interest rates climb, people don't want the lower-yielding bond. In order to get out of the lower-yielding bond, you have to sell it at a discount to entice someone to buy it to equal the yield of the higher-yielding bond. This is especially exacerbated in a bond mutual fund where people might be redeeming and a bond manager has to raise cash and is selling positions in order to fund those redemptions in a market that is declining.
Wow. Okay. There was a lot there. So as I think about bonds, first of all, I think people consistently underestimate the risk in bonds. Tell me if you think you're on the same page with me here. You know, if you're going to buy a bond or maybe even a bond fund, and all you care about is the yield, and you know that you will never, ever sell it because all you want is the income you're going to get from it, you know, that might be a certain mindset. If you think you might ever need to sell it, this is the problem, right? If a bond is going to be good and it's going to pay off over time, you could kind of wait it out. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to have a huge drop in value in the interim. And if you have to sell then you're really hosed.
Well, and that's exactly right. Now, an individual bond is different than a bond fund because you can hold an individual the bond to its maturity. And if the holder of the – or if the payer of the bond has good credit quality, you'll get your dough back. It's really the panic that takes place and how disciplined will a person be when they see their bond fund slide 25, 30% when they thought it was a safe investment. And
yeah,
that's really where the danger lies.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, folks, you want to get this kind of expertise and mindset and discipline applied to your financial planning, you want to sit down with Kurt. Again, get in touch with Kurt through his website, kurtcambier.com. So that's kurtcambier.com. You can ask Kurt anything you want about investment stuff. I suggest you make an appointment to sit down with him and try to have him be your financial coach to make sure you got your retirement plans, your investment plans in order. Thanks a lot, Kurt. That was awesome, and I look forward to doing it again next week, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
All right, we'll do it. So, all right, folks, I wanted to share with you.